Hi everyone, welcome to Manzi's Magic, episode number 2. Today is January 18th, 2018. Happy birthday, Pops. Dad's birthday is today. We'll be celebrating this weekend, hopefully with a Jags win over the Patriots. But that's not what this is about. This is about the Magic and what really happened. Currently, an update, we are sitting at 13-31. That's just about a 30% winning percentage, 13 games back on Miami Heat, who are leading the division. We've won one in a row. Yeah, we beat the T-Wolves, which I didn't get to see any of the highlights from because the only highlights available were of Aaron Aflalo getting in an altercation with Minnesota's Nemanja Bjelica. I don't know how to say his name. But, yeah, they fought in the second quarter, and it dominated the highlight reel. So, hey, that's a win. They snapped, like, I think a 7-game skid. And you may be noticing that my voice does sound kind of off. I am currently sick. I had a stuffed nose for the past 2 days now, and my throat is sore. So forgive me if I sound a little off. I'm currently sitting here at One-to-One Financial Credit Union's former Beach Branch. My current duty is to, anytime a member comes up to the door, I basically hand them a postcard and say, hey, sorry, we're not here anymore. Please go to our new location, which is 5 minutes down the road. So it's been pretty fun so far. I've gotten most of the work I've needed to do done for the day out of the way, so this is kind of just like a extra credit for me, if you will. So, anyway, back to the Magic. The stats have just kind of gone down. I mean, we're down to 21st in the league in rebounds per game with Vooch being out, and that's huge. And with him being out, that actually hurts his trade value, which if we're talking trades here, I don't think he's going to be traded. If you're going to trade any three players, you're going to trade Evan Fournier, who just had a career-high 32 points the other night, which was nice. Elfrid Payton, who could go be a nice backup point guard for a contender. Or my boy Mario Hezonja, who's been getting a lot of minutes this year so far with the injuries to several of our players. And he's been putting up pretty good numbers. So with Vooch's finger injury, I don't believe he will be going anywhere. Fournier's he's supposed to make about $17 million per season through 2021. He's averaging 17 and a half. Oh, just one moment, everyone. Sorry about that. I had someone walking up to the front door, and I had to go tell them that we're not here anymore. So, yeah, Fournier. He's only 25. I mean, he's 25. I want to say Elf is 23 or something. Mario's, yeah, same. He's young as well. They're all in their early 20s. Elf is, I think, 23. But, I mean, they're young. And, I mean, what are we going to get? All these ridiculous ideas that people have been coming up with. Or it's like, oh, we'll get this, we'll get the Greek Freak for some people. You know, I saw that one. It was the Greek Freak, and it was for Vooch and Aaron Gordon, which I don't think that would ever happen. But the most common thing has been draft picks. And, oh, man, draft picks? You've seen how we've done it in the past. I mean, you know, we'll have Mike yelling at me forever about Hezonja, the Hezonja pick. And Fran Vasquez is our number one case. But, I mean, if you look, all right, so this year, as of today, on Sports Illustrated, they've got DeAndre Ayton as the number one pick. If we stay that low and we pick number one, we win the lottery. I mean, the dude's 7 foot. He's got the second longest wingspan when he makes it to the NBA in history. He's got like a 7'9" wingspan. That's ridiculous. And he's got a soft touch, too. He's got a pretty good jump shot, and I watched a couple videos of him, and he's not just like those big guys that just reaches up for a rebound. He actually jumps up and like elevates for it. Like he's trying to get those rebounds. But they'd have to settle him down. But he could be a freak like Hassan Whiteside or something like that, and just go out and dominate. Number two has got Luka. Doncic, the guy from Real Madrid. He's only 18, and everyone watched him in EuroBasket, where him and Goran Dragic went out there and showed the world that hey, we're a force to be reckoned with. But I still get worried about him, you know, because Hezonja was kind of in the same scenario, same team too. Then you've got Marvin Bagley from Duke. Obviously, he's aggressive on the glass, and he can make baskets, but he's not the greatest shooter, and that's what bothers me. This team needs shooters, and I don't want someone who's we have to develop into a shooter. CC, Elfrid Payton, Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac. Don't need that. Oh, man, and I misquoted, too. It was Mohamed Bamba from Texas. He's the one with the 7'9 wingspan. I apologize for that. He's the one with the ridiculous wingspan. Oh, man, I am out of it. I am so sorry. This medicine's probably getting to me now. But then you have other people like Michael Porter Jr. and the super hot Trae Young right now. Trae Young would be fun if we got rid of Elfrid Payton. I mean, that'd be a fun point guard to see. Duke can shoot. Oh my goodness. It's amazing. I mean, Elf is starting to evolve, but he's not long term. So going from there, I mean, we just gotta ride out the rest of the season. For Christmas, my dad got me two Magic tickets to a select number of games. So like he gave me a list of I think like 8 games, and I have to pick one that we want to go to, and he'll buy the tickets, and we'll go. I'm leaning towards the Memphis game because I think we can win that one. Because I hate having to go down there and see a big fat L. But just want to let everyone know we were officially the last team in the Eastern Conference, and I think we're right in line with the Kings. We all are at 13-31. Same with the Hawks. But we were listed below them since I believe they've beaten us head-to-head a couple times. That's all I got, guys. I'm sorry. Please let me know if you have anything you want me to talk about. It doesn't have to be the Magic. It can be any other NBA team. I want to stick to the NBA, though, only because, well, it's Manzi's Magic, and it's supposed to be about it. Don't forget, Trust the Process will be coming up with some new stuff. I won't say very soon, but in the near future, Skyler's lined us up with some pretty good interviews. So we'll actually have some guests on, which is exciting for us. This will be a first, not counting like the pool episodes and stuff like that. This is going to be legit, so make sure you tune in for those. Go like Manzi's Magic on Facebook. I've got it on Facebook. You can find it on Trust the Process's page. It's one of the supported pages there. And if you don't already, go like River City Rogue, as well as Manzi and Miller on sports. Because we got to support our founders and everything like that, right? It's people like that that really made us who we are today. So, for Manzi's Magic, I'm Keith Manzi. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll talk to you later.